Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Steve Jensen.
And I'm Shirley Feldman Jensen.
We met here at Holden Village in 1980 over a dish team, pots and pans, dirty pots and pans. And we discovered quickly that our lives were going in a similar direction, and we've shared that journey for the last 39 years.
But not only that, what brought us to Holden in the first place was its focus on social justice and the teachings that really were not evidenced anywhere else at that point in time. And it was really Holden that shaped a lot of our career and our journey through various means of serving others.
So it's really exciting to be back here 39 years later and to be able to teach and to be able to share some of our experiences and to see how this dialogue continues and can be advanced. We're very excited about the theme this summer of unity of love and all that entails. Near and dear to our heart is a quote from Cornel West that talks about justice is what love looks like in public. And we take that seriously to heart and animates a lot of our work as well, too, that this is a very real expression of love. It's an expression of deep commitment to our communities, and particularly as we serve a God of mercy and justice, what it means to look out for the rights of those that are most vulnerable in our communities. And those are the ones that are crushed most quickly in disaster, which is the focus of our work.
And when we look at the distribution of risk and the new latest disaster trends, disasters are exponentially increasing in frequency and severity. And a lot of that is leveraged on the poorest and the most vulnerable of our society. The distribution of the disaster risk not only is evident in our country, which is rich in resources, but it's leveraged against the poor on the planet.
Disaster is a social construct. It's a unhealthy interaction between the natural environment, the built environment, and the social environment. In other words, an earthquake might occur in the natural environment, and it might be underneath a city that was built inappropriately, the way the land was used, the way the infrastructure was built, maybe the way building codes allowed houses to be built. Those can either be strong reactions or they can be weak. And when they're weak, they come crushing down, and people are hurt, economies are hurt, political systems are damaged, and then we have to pick up the pieces. When we look at it that way, though, we understand that there's a lot of things that we can do to reduce disaster risk. So we can work to make our communities stronger, to build tighter social bonds. We could use our land more appropriately. We could use the building codes to have stronger infrastructure. All these things are possible. We can't change the earthquake, but we can change the way that affects our society. And this is the entry point for the church also, because we can be agents of change out there, and we can help bring about justice and making sure that our cities are more appropriate for the kind of threats they're likely to face in the future.
It's important to note, though, the interactions between the social, built, and natural environments are dynamic, and because there's myriads of changes in each one of those environments that interact within their environment, and then they cross-react together, we can have cascading effects of failures, and so surprises the new normal. And a good example of that was the Japan earthquake that happened in 2010, which triggered a very large tsunami, which in turn affected a nuclear power plant, causing a failure and radiation exposure and damage to people's health and their prosperity and their ability to grow food and the continuing cascading of failures from that. So we can see more of those interactions happening throughout our world we step in and make some serious interventions.
This week has been about that. We've been having incredible dialogue with amazing people that are up here at Holden, people that have got deep experience in ecology and environmental science, people that have worked in the social sciences, church leaders that come together and they bring the arts, the people skilled in the arts and storytelling, but they're able to bring together a very interesting mix of perspectives, and we're able to start to pry open new opportunities where the church can engage in meaningful ways in bringing about a more resilient community.
Peter Senge says that systems thinking is a discipline for seeing the wholes. It's a framework for seeing the interrelationships rather than the things, and for seeing the patterns of change rather than the snapshots of windows in time. And so we're presenting systems way of looking at things as a new way to frame our social interactions and really empower people to take action to help reduce disaster risk in their local context.
And this has been helpful because it's shown us where we can intervene much more deliberately, intentionally, to bring about change, because we're working at the intersection of so many places and involving ourselves in what those interactions would look like, and where you could shift them a little bit here or there, but it's ultimately going to make a bigger difference.
And we see that networks are the pattern of every living system in life, from the cellular level to our bodies to ecosystems around us. Networks and communications happen in a pattern of networks and an interconnection of networks. And so we can use that systems of systems kind of a viewpoint to reorganize ourselves to pattern after what God intended. He gave us that pattern of life.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.